Hello and welcome back once again to A Place to Grow. Every weekday, Pastor Stephen R. Hill of Spirit Life Church in Hurst, Texas has a life-changing message that will help you to determine God's destiny for your life. This program will help you to identify and use the gifts that God has given you. God has a wonderful plan for your life. Now here's Pastor Steve.
I need to begin to talk to you and tell you that there are outside spiritual forces attempting to influence you, and some of you are totally unaware of it. That's why we're talking about it. Because it's time for us to recognize that we live between two worlds. The Bible confirms that there is a natural realm that we can see and a spirit realm that is unseen. In Colossians chapter 1 and 16, it says, through Christ were all things created in the heavens and on the earth, the things visible and things invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers, all things have been created through him and for him. And Christ is also the head of the church, which is his body. We were created to live in both worlds. There is a kingdom of God and there is a kingdom of Satan. Jesus has given the church, his body, power over the spirit realm. But we must use it. You see, the truth is God has greater things in store for us, but we must fight in the realm of the spirit to get them. It's important for us to look at Israel's example. You know, the children of Israel were promised by God, but they were going into a land of milk and honey. But they refused to fight the giants. They refused to possess the promised land that God had predetermined for their destiny. Don't allow your circumstances and the way things look to stop you from getting everything that God has for your life. You see, your faith determines what you really accomplish in life. And always remember that you have to fight to possess your divine destiny. Now, our subject has been, over the past few weeks, about successful spiritual warfare, how to defeat the attacks of the enemy against us. The Bible tells us that we're engaged in a spiritual war with unseen evil forces. In Ephesians chapter 6 and 12, it says, we are not fighting against flesh and blood enemies, but against evil rulers and authorities of the unseen world, against powers in this dark world, and against evil spirits. I don't know if you believe in the devil or not, but the Bible says he does exist. Ephesians 6 and 11 says, put on all of God's armor so that you're able to stand against all of the devil's strategies. It also says in 1 Peter 5 and 8, stay alert. Watch out for your enemy, the devil. He prowls around like a roaring lion looking for someone to devour. Devil has many names. One of them is Satan. Every day he is looking for a way to take you down. Zechariah the prophet had a vision of Satan's opposition. He said, the Lord showed me Joshua the high priest standing before the angel of the Lord, and Satan standing at his right hand to oppose him. Folks, you may not have been aware, but you have been dealing with an enemy your entire life who opposes your prophetic purpose and future that God has given you. That enemy has contributed to all of your defeats, your fears, your bad behavior, and your breakups. Jesus identified the devil by calling him a thief. He said the thief's purpose is to steal, to kill, and to destroy. He comes to steal everything good from you. He comes to kill your purpose in life. And he's also come to destroy your eternal future. Jesus also called him a deceiver. In John 8:44, it says, he was a murderer from the beginning. He has always hated the truth because there's no truth in him. When he lies, it's consistent with his character, for he is a liar and the father of lies. Now, having said those things about the enemy, the devil, the good news is the devil cannot win against you if you trust in God and fight back. The Bible tells us in James 4:7, submit to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. And he is not running from your power. No, he is running because of God's power. When you accept Jesus Christ as Savior, God gives you access to supernatural power. It's a supernatural inheritance of power that you receive by your union with Jesus Christ. In Ephesians 1:18, it says, that you may know what is the hope of his calling, what are the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power toward us who believe, according to the working of his mighty power, which he worked in Christ, when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly places, far above all principality and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this age, but in the age to come. And God has put all things under Christ's feet and gave him to be the head of all things to the church, which is his body. And Jesus delegated spiritual authority to the church, to his followers, to share the gospel of salvation, to cast out evil spirits, and even to heal the sick. The Bible tells us Jesus came and told his disciples, I have been given all authority in heaven and earth. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. He also stated in Mark 16:16, whoever believes and is baptized will be saved, but whoever does not believe will be punished. And these are the miraculous signs that will accompany believers. They will use the power and the authority of my name to cast out evil spirits. They will speak in new languages. If they pick up snakes, they will not harm them. And if they drink any deadly poison, it will not hurt them. They will be able to place their hands on the sick, and they will be healed. He went on to say in John 14:12, most assuredly I say to you, he that believes in me, the works that I do, he shall also do. And greater works than these shall he do, because I go to my Father, and whatever you ask in my name, that I will do. I'm giving you both sides of the story here today because we are certainly in a spiritual war with evil forces. But I want to let you know that if you're a child of God, if you're a follower of Jesus Christ and you believe God's word, you have power to fight against anything that's fighting against you. And that's, I keep mentioning to you, to possess God's divine destiny, you have to fight. The devil is opposing everything good that God has for your life. Now, since the devil's rebellion against God, there's always been a spiritual war going on. And when Jesus came, he had a dual purpose for coming into the world. He came to provide salvation through his death on the cross, but he also came to destroy the devil's authority over humanity. The Bible tells us in 1 John 3:8, the reason the Son of God appeared was to destroy the works of the devil. Jesus was anointed by the Holy Spirit to defeat the devil's power over us. It tells us in Acts 10 and 38, God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power. And he went about doing good and healing all who are oppressed by the devil, for God was with him. And Jesus was known for casting out evil spirits. The Bible tells us of a situation in Mark 1 and 23. It says, there was a man in the synagogue with an unclean spirit. And when Jesus came into the church, he cried out and said, let us alone. What do we have to do with you, Jesus of Nazareth? Did you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God. But Jesus rebuked him. He said, be quiet and come out of him. And when the unclean spirit had convulsed him and cried out with a loud voice, he came out of him. And at evening, when the sun had set, they brought to Jesus all who are sick and all those who had evil spirits. It goes on to say, then he healed many who were sick with various diseases, and he cast out evil spirits. There was another situation that occurred in Mark 9 and 17. One of the men in the crowd spoke up and said, teacher, I brought my son so that you could heal him. He is possessed by an evil spirit that won't let him talk. Jesus rebuked the evil spirit and said, listen, you spirit that makes this boy unable to hear and speak. I command you to come out of this child and enter him never again. Then the spirit screamed, threw the boy into a violent convulsion and left him. Do you know, many of the diseases during Jesus' time were a result of evil spirits, the same as today. Jesus never separated healing and casting out evil spirits. In fact, the Bible tells us of a woman who was bound by a spirit of infirmity. The Bible says, and behold, there was a woman who had a spirit of infirmity for 18 years and was bent over and could in no way raise herself up. But when Jesus saw her, he called to her and said, woman, you're loosed from your infirmity. And he laid his hand on her, and immediately she was made straight and began to glorify God. Jesus never sent his disciples unequipped to cast out evil spirits.
Thank you for joining us for today's message. Here's Pastor Steve with an invitation to this Sunday's very special service.
Hi, this is Pastor Steve. Thanks for listening to the program today. I want to personally invite you to our Sunday worship service. It's a special service called Family and Friends. I'd like to meet you and shake your hand and pray for you personally. You know, your coming is the only way that I know that you're listening. I want to thank you for your prayers and your support of this ministry. God is touching lives, and people are being blessed because of you.
Come join us this Sunday for a special day of worship and fellowship on our Family and Friends Day. You'll make some new friends, enjoy some excellent live music with our praise and worship team, and Pastor Hill would like to meet you personally. That's this Sunday for our Family and Friends Day. We look forward to seeing you there. Spirit Life Church is located at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hearst, Texas. You can find out more about the many ministries at Spirit Life Church and other upcoming special events by going to our website, aplacetogrow.org. Now let's get back into today's message.
Since we're talking about spiritual warfare, I want to let you know you are equipped today to handle the devil, to handle evil spirits that oppose you. But you have got to fight back. The Bible tells us in Matthew 10 and 1, and when Jesus had called his 12 disciples to him, he gave them power over evil spirits to cast them out and to heal all kinds of sicknesses and diseases. In another portion of scripture in Luke 10 and 17, it says, then the 70 returned with joy, saying, Lord, even the demons are subject to us in your name. Folks, I want to let every person know you were born with an assignment. God wants you to understand his plan for your life, his purpose for you, and your destiny. Jesus said that the Father has sent me, and as he sent me, I'm sending you. In other words, you have been given the prophetic purpose to help others. You need to understand that even as God sent Jesus to help people, he has really sent you to do the same thing. And when God looks at people, he looks at the total man. He looks at their spirit. He looks at their body. He looks at their mental health, everything. Anything you can do to help people being led of the Holy Spirit, that is why you're here. God has given you special abilities and gifts. And those are the things that he wants you to use to serve and to help other people. You know, the Bible tells us that evil spirits will attempt to influence us out of the will of God. They try to distract us. They try to make like this world and this life is really about you. You have no other concerns but to take care of you. But that's not what the Bible tells us. In fact, the Bible says that we'll be judged someday on how we've cared for people and we've taken care of them. God is concerned about everyone. And being a follower of Jesus Christ means to be the same way concerned about other people. But the devil's going to make your life seem to be about you. And the devil is going to do everything that he can to influence you out of the will of God. Judas was influenced by Satan to actually betray Jesus. You know, when we talk about the influence of evil spirits, it's real, folks. Please understand that. Many times the thoughts that come to our minds, they're evil spirits speaking to us to do things that are totally different than what the Bible speaks of. Judas had an area in his life. His area was greed. In fact, he was taking money out of the money that the disciples had. He was the treasurer. And Satan looked at him and said, well, this is a prime candidate to be able to enter into his life to betray the Lord Jesus Christ. And the Bible tells us on that night of communion, Jesus confronted all of his disciples with this truth. This is found in John 13 and 21. Now Jesus was deeply troubled and he said, I tell you the truth, one of you will betray me. And later in that conversation, Judas, the one who betrayed him, asked, Lord, am I the one? And Jesus told him, you've said it. Now folks, Judas had the opportunity right then to submit to God and to resist the devil. You know, in most cases, God will give a moment to change your mind so that you will think about committing a sin. The Bible says, as they were eating, Jesus took some of the bread and blessed it. And when Judas had eaten the bread, Satan entered into him. So Jesus looked at him and said, hurry and do what you're going to do. The Bible clearly tells us that Judas was influenced by the devil himself to betray Jesus Christ. You know, if the devil can get your ear, he'll make you do things that you would never think that you would do. If there's an area in your life that is open for him to enter through disobedience, an evil spirit really will begin to operate in your life. The Bible tells us that when we're motivated by evil, that influence actually gives us the power to do the things that we're not supposed to be doing. But when that evil spirit comes off of us, then we become clear-minded. And we realize and we regret the things that we've done. This is what happened to Judas. I want to show you that. The Bible says, and when Judas had betrayed Jesus, he realized that Jesus would be condemned to die. And then he became filled with remorse. See, Satan's influence had lifted off of him, and Judas became clear-minded again, but it was too late. So he went and took the 30 pieces of silver back to the leading high priest, and he said, "I've sinned, for I have betrayed an innocent man." And they said, "What do we care? That's your problem." Now listen to the next line. Then Judas threw the silver coins down in the temple, and he went out and he hung himself. Folks, evil spirits will cause you to do things that you had no desire really to do. And then they will fill you with so much shame that you feel like killing yourself, or you just remain in a state of despondency because of the things that you've done, the problems that you've caused as a result. I want to let you know today that Jesus Christ will forgive you for anything that you've done. He died on the cross of Calvary to forgive us of all of our sins. I want to encourage you today to let you know that the power of God is greater than the power of sin. And you can make a mistake. You can do the wrong thing, but God will forgive you if you open your heart and ask for forgiveness. Now, dealing with an evil spirit is like dealing with another person. You're not talking to yourself. You are talking to an unseen entity that's attacking you. Now, listen to what happens when an evil spirit moves from place to place. You know, spirits leave people and then they return to individuals. It says in Matthew 12:43, when an evil spirit leaves a person, it goes into the desert seeking rest but finds none. Then it says, "I will return to the person I came from." So it returns and finds its former home empty, swept, and in order. What that means is that there is no power of God in that individual to keep the spirit out. But then the Bible goes on to say, so then the spirit finds seven other spirits more evil than itself, and they all enter the person and they live there. And so that person is worse off than before. And Jesus said that will be the experience of this evil generation. Evil spirits are real. They do their best to influence us and to keep us from fulfilling God's will and purpose for our lives. Now, how do spirits affect you? Well, demons torment. They block you as much as they can from knowing God and knowing Christ. They distract you. In fact, even as a Christian, many times, evil spirits will put you to sleep. Put you to sleep when you're trying to read the Bible, when you're trying to pray. Has anyone ever had that experience? It's just the presence of a spirit that is doing its best to keep you away from knowing God. You know, there is a spirit called the spirit of fear that attacks all of us at some point in time in our lives. Some of you are accosted by a spirit of fear right now. But I want to encourage you not to allow the devil to introduce fear and doubt into your situation. Whatever it is, you need to speak faith immediately against any situation that can be fearful. Come against it in the name of Jesus Christ.
This concludes part one of the message today. Join us tomorrow for part two.
Thank you for joining us today for A Place to Grow. If you were touched by the message today, consider going to our website and making a donation of any size. Your generous donation can help keep our radio ministry alive. Visit our website at aplacetogrow.org and contribute today. You can also download a copy of today's message by navigating to the Media tab. The title of the message for today is Fight to Possess Your Divine Destiny, Part 1. Now Pastor Steve wants to pray with you.
Heavenly Father, we just want to thank you for your word. Your word is truth. Satan, your power is broken in our lives. Through the name and the authority of the name of Jesus and his blood. And Father, I pray that every person who is listening under the sound of my voice today will be set free from every evil influence, every evil spirit, everything that may be trying to torment their life. We break it. I agree with every individual now that every satanic attack is broken by the authority in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Thank you for joining us today for A Place to Grow. You're always invited to join us for our Spirit-filled worship service every Sunday morning at 10. We offer a safe environment. Spirit Life Church is located at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hearst, Texas. Get more information at our website, aplacetogrow.org. Also, remember to be with us every weekday at 4 p.m. and Sunday afternoons at 2:30, right here on Bible School Radio 91.3 KDKR.